Welcome to the Mary Vellone Show. I'm your host, Mary Vellone, and you're listening to episode 9. Hey, thank you so much for jumping on and catching this episode. I hope that you caught episode 8, where I interviewed Stephen MacDonald. We had an incredible conversation. I've just been blown away by how many people have picked that episode up and have been listening to it. And just a huge shout out to Stephen. Thanks so much for sharing your story. And if you caught something from that episode where you were like, hey, I really think that I might need a coach for my fundraising. Well, I have some exciting news for you today. So, huge announcement. My Fundraising Freedom Coaching course is now open for applications. So, we are taking applications for 25 fundraisers to join this first course. And if that's you, if you're listening right now and you think, man, I think I need someone who can really hold me to this so that I reach my goal, jump on maryvellone.com/coaching and get on there and apply to be one of our 25 to be a part of that coaching course. So that's going to be starting in April. So the first week of April is our very first coaching call. We're going to be jumping on once a week. And that'll be every single week where we're going to jump on together, and we're really just going to be a powerhouse team of people who are going to push you towards that big goal. So if you're trying to raise those funds right now and you're feeling like you're dragging and things are not happening, this is for you. This is your group. So be sure to go out to maryvellone.com/coaching and check that out today. So I also have another big announcement. Along with that, we have a Facebook group that has just opened up, and that is Fundraising Freedom Tribe. And so this is a group of like-minded people who are all, like I said, raising funds to make a difference. So you can jump onto Facebook and just type in Fundraising Freedom Tribe and click to join our group, or shoot me an email, mary@maryvellone.com, and we'll get you plugged in there. So, well, off to our episode today. Our episode 9 is titled, Do I Need an Event to Raise Money? And this was a question that just came to me this last week. And I thought that this was a really profound question because in my book, I dig in a lot towards events. And I think sometimes people think that they need an event in order to raise money. And the answer to that is you don't. You do not need an event to raise funds. And the reason why events are so effective and why people choose to do an event is because there's a deadline. There's a date on the calendar. There's a reason why you're gathering people together, which ultimately means that people are going to have a deadline to give their funds. But here's the thing. A lot of people are just getting burnt out on events. They're getting tired. There's just so many 5K events, or so many walks, and there's so many run events or bike events. And I think some people are just getting burnt out from it. And this isn't something that we've seen so much in the past, because I think people have been very event focused, that they really enjoy attending events. But because there's so many people that are vying for our attention and our time, that I think a lot of people are starting to move away from them. When you think about raising funds, the reason why people give to your cause should not be because you put on a great event. It should be because you have a great cause and they feel connected to you and your cause, and that's why they want to be a part of it. So I use the example of, you know, whether you're dating somebody or whether it's a family member. So just think about like a parent or a child, a spouse, something like, you know, a relationship like that in your life. Imagine if you never saw them. Imagine if they were just somebody that you talked to over the phone, that you corresponded online through social media or, you know, through email, but you never ever saw them. I mean, that would be really strange, wouldn't it? I mean, like, that would be really odd to think about never seeing your children, never seeing your parents, never seeing your spouse, like just talking to them through the different means of communication, but never seeing them. So your relationship would be a little messed up, I think. I mean, it would be really hard to maintain that relationship for too long if you never connected with them face to face. And that's the reason why events are great, is because you actually get to see them face to face. You're actually interacting with them all together in the same place. The other thing that's great about events is just the fact that when you're together face to face, you also get the interaction with other people. So they get this opportunity to hear how other people are connected to your organization without you having to blatantly say, oh, this is so-and-so and they're a part of our cause and here's their story. When you're in a big group environment, you kind of can knock it out in a very short amount of time. When you go one by one by one, it does start to add up. The time commitment to try and do this without an event is challenging, but it's definitely doable, and it's definitely something that you may want to consider. Depending on the size of your organization, you may or may not have the ability to put on an event, and you might geographically just be across the country from each other, and it's just too difficult to try and get everybody in the same room together. So I just want to encourage you that you do not need an event to raise funds for your cause. But what this does mean is that you have to be extremely intentional about your commitment to working with those individuals. So if you invite them to be a part of your cause, you do have to find a way to physically get in front of them at some point in the relationship. So maybe even think about like online dating. I mean, it's fine for a period of time to talk online, but after a while, you start to long to want to be in the same room together. You're going to start to say, okay, well, let's connect. Let's go see each other, because that's the likely next step of your relationship. So that's the same thing when it comes to your donors, is that if you have somebody who you have a relationship with and you find that you connect and that they care about your cause and they started to give online or through a campaign, whatever it is that you're doing, they're eventually going to want to see you. And so that's where you need to go out of your way to make sure that you actually have a relationship with them beyond an online or beyond just a phone call conversation for them to get plugged into your cause. So just be thinking about that. But that is something that's so easy in the fact that you just mark your calendar and mark your calendar as to when you're going to connect with them face to face. So let's consider a campaign that you're doing that is not connected to an event. Let's say that you plan a fundraiser that is just specifically a campaign. It's not not an actual event where everybody comes face to face together. So the whole purpose of doing this is that you have a deadline. So regardless of whether you have an event, you still need a deadline. You need that urgency for people to purchase your product. This is no different than if you were to people are encouraging you to buy at any one of your favorite department stores or grocery stores or whatever. They put things on sale to create urgency. So if something doesn't go on sale, or it's not featured in their ad, there's a chance that you're probably just not going to buy the product at all. So just think about how you're putting your fundraisers on and how you're raising funds. If you just say, we have X amount of dollars to raise, you kind of need to put your product on sale. You kind of have to have that promotion or that campaign where you are encouraging people to respond in a timely fashion. So that's like, hey, I need a response within the next week. Otherwise, we're going to miss our deadline. We're going to miss bringing in those funds, and this campaign is going to end on this date. So urgency is a huge factor when it comes to creating a campaign without an event. So this is where I think it's really important where you can and just look at the calendar and, think about, okay, when's a peak season for you, for your donors, for your prospects to actually respond to what it is that you're doing? So you might say, okay, I work in the education system and I want to get a response before we kick off in the fall. So I want to make sure that I do my campaign between, in June, July, and early August, because school starts back up in the, middle to the end of August. So if that's your plan, then right now you're going to want to pull out your timeline and schedule that we're going to do a campaign for the summer months, and here's what it's going to look like. We're going to have a goal to raise X amount of dollars in June, X amount of dollars in July, and then we're going to end the campaign in the beginning of August. And so I'm going to have a clear plan as to how I'm going to attract my donors to be a part of this campaign and create that urgency that we're raising these funds and this is our annual campaign and every year we have a goal of raising X amount of dollars or over the course of the next several months, this is our goal and here's what we're going to do with it. So with that campaign, I'm also going to want to make sure that I tell them the who, what, when, where, why, and how. So if they don't have to attend something, that's going to be very clearly stated. But I'm also going to tell them why there's urgency, where we're going to spend the dollars, how we want them to be a part of it, you know, and what is it? What is it that we're doing, you know, to raise funds to make a difference for your particular cause. So just remember that you do not have to have a specific event in order to raise dollars. It's not critical in order to make that happen because your cause is worthwhile to support. This is why you may see like organizations that have, let's just say a radio station, for instance, that may be a nonprofit. That radio station usually does, you know, their annual drive, you know, that this is where people can call in and they can give funds to their cause. But is there anything really that special about the time when they did this? It was just, hey, we picked a date on the calendar and this is when it works best for our people. This is when we get the best response from our crowd. And then you may say, hey, we want to do it twice a year or we want to do it four times a year. It just all depends on your audience and your people. So one of the big things that I think that is hard sometimes is that I share, you know, content that may be relevant to one organization, but may not be relevant to you. So I just want to make sure that you're aware of how do I decipher whether or not this is a good fit for my cause versus somebody else's organization. So when I, you know, the event side of things, you may very well want to do events because that is very fitting for your cause. That if they can physically see those kids or those animals or whatever it is that your cause is all about, if they can physically see them, then that means that you get a better response. You just know that that's how you guys get the best responses when people can physically see what it is that you're doing. Whereas if you're an organization that primarily targets a geographic population that is just not nearby, then you may say, hey, doing a physical event is just really challenging and something that we don't need to do because our donors care about our cause and know that we're doing something very relevant and very specific with their dollars to where they don't have to be present in order to see what we're doing. They can hear the testimonials. They can hear the stories. You can create that kind of environment for them using different forms of communication, and they still feel very connected to what it is that you're doing. So I think that it's important to analyze your specific cause and know how you can best connect with your audience in order to make sure that they're a part of and that they feel like they can give to your organization. So one of the things that I acknowledge is just the fact that when somebody gives, let's just say they give, $10 or $20 to your cause. When you go and purchase something at a store and you buy something that's $10 or $20 or, you know, $20 or less, let's just say that. And, you know, like you get your receipt, the person at the store thanks you for your gift, you know, for your purchase, and you move on with your day and you don't really think anything of it. So that's what I keep thinking of is when you're asking for donations, the smaller the gift, the more likely somebody's just going to be like, okay, yeah, thank you, and they're going to move on with their day. But you want to use that as a means of getting them to be a part of your cause in a bigger way. So it's kind of a teaser. It's a way to say, okay, well, we have an interest in what it is that you're doing. And so the more that you can communicate with them and connect with them in the way that they want to be connected with, then you're going to be able to move them through and move them from a $10 gift to a $50 gift to a $100 gift. And who knows? they may one day leave a large donation to your organization because they feel so connected to what it is that you're doing. So in order to make that happen, you have to look at every single donation that comes into your cause as a sign that they care about what it is that you're doing. So regardless of the donation or the dollar amount, if you pay attention and you look at every donation and start to figure out a way that you can move them through your organization, that's when you can start to really see the ball rolling. You can start to see that momentum going within your organization to where more dollars are coming in, more people are engaged in what it is that you're doing. And before you know it, those bigger donations are going to start to come in. I like to focus a lot. Like the thing that I like the most is those major gifts, those bigger donations that start coming in, because those people are really committed to what it is that you're doing and their gifts start to become larger. And so, but the only way you're going to get to that stage of, you know, of the process is if you pay attention to all the little details and you pay attention when they start to give, you know, $5, $10, $20 and beyond, and you're able to move them through the organization to the point of where they're giving larger donations. Now, some people have the ability to do more and some people will only be able to do that $100 or less. And but at the same time, they all need to feel like they're special and that they're a part of something bigger. So don't lose sight of the fact that your donor wants to be a part of what it is that you're doing, and they're doing their very best with what they have the ability to do. So I just wanted to throw that in there just as an encouragement to pay attention to those details. But on the big scale, back to the event planning side of things and, you know, looking at your campaigns, I kind of look at a campaign as an event itself, but just know that they don't physically have to be there in order to make a donation. But over the long haul, you are going to want to build a relationship with them and make sure that you get that face-to-face interaction with them so that they know that they matter, that you care about them, and really that they get to be involved at the level that they want to be involved in. So this is a big, you know, maybe this was something that you needed to hear today so that you didn't plan maybe that time intensive event and are looking at, well, how can we do this without having to strain so many people to be a part of our cause? But just remember, events are, there is a place for those events, because when you pull people together physically and they're all in the same place, you have an excuse to get in front of the right people. You have an excuse to get in front of new people. So when you have that event, it kind of opens up the door for conversation about things that are happening that they can be a part of and might give them a platform to speak. So this may be a local celebrity. This may be somebody within your organization that just, you know, connected with your cause and they've got the ability to speak or to be a spokesperson, to do commercials for you. There's lots and lots of different ways that they can get plugged into your cause. But if you have an event, there's a chance that you can put them in a position that you couldn't do if you didn't have the event. So just look at it as, that there's pluses and minuses to each scenario. But depending on your circumstance, you want to make sure that you can hone in to what it is that would be the best fit for you and your cause. So I hope this helps you today. I hope this is something that you can utilize and identify whether or not you do need an event or whether or not it's best for you to do a non-event, but to create a campaign and to do that once a year, or do it, you know, twice a year or quarterly, whatever works out best for your cause. So hope you guys have a great day. Once again, be sure to check out that coaching program at maryvaloney.com/coaching and jump on our Facebook group, Fundraising Freedom Tribe. So hope to see you in there. And I look forward to chatting with you guys again soon. Hope you have a great week. Go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time.
What could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvalone.com, amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of Fundraising Freedom to your favorite charity today.